奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
And in the name of Jesus Christ, bear testimony.
啊，最初的布道有三处的机会。
And this time we had three chances for this evangelical service.
主题是生命的更新。
And the topic has been renewing our lives.
啊，昨天晚上我谈到价值观的改变。
And last night I talked about changing our values.
生命更以后，你对什么事情有价值，会有不同的看法。
And in life we have different viewpoints towards our values.
啊，最大的价值是耶稣基督。
And the greatest value is Jesus Christ.
因为信了耶稣以后，可以得到好多恩典。
Because after we believe in Jesus Christ, we can receive many blessings.
所以耶稣是最大的宝贝。
And so Jesus Christ is the greatest treasure.
啊，今天下午我谈到满心喜乐的人生观。
And this afternoon, I talked about a life full of joy.
生命改变以后。
And after we have our lives changed,
你会每天活得很喜乐。
Then every day you will live in great joy.
因为耶稣做你的依靠。
Because Jesus Christ is your reliance.
有耶稣同在。
And if you have the abidance of Jesus,
你的祷告蒙神成全。
And what you pray is granted and listened to.
你的工作顺利。
And then your job is successful.
有必要时候神给你机会。
And when there is a need, then God gives you the chance.
啊，你们要成功，很快就达到你的目的。
And then in order to succeed, and then to also reach your goals quickly.
啊，生命改变以后。
And after your life has changed,
你对所遭遇的会有正面思考。
And then you'll have a positive way of thinking about what you face.
你就发现原来每一件遭遇都有神的恩典在里面。
And then you'll realize that everything that you face has its positive grace from God.
所以你每天都充满喜乐。
And so every day you're filled with joy.
啊，晚上要谈的是生命更新的途径。
And then tonight what we'd like to study is about the way that we actually renew our lives.
每样事情都有它的方法。
Because everything has its method.
途径就是方法。
And this way is its method.
啊，怎么样才能够更新你的生命呢？
And so how is it that we can actually renew our lives?
啊，从先讲结论。
And let's talk about the conclusion first.
就是受洗，然后被圣充满。
Which is that we are baptized and we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
你的生命就更新了。
And then our lives will be renewed.
为什么受洗能够更新生命呢？
And why is it that baptism can renew our lives?
And 受洗后罪得赦免。
Because after we're baptized, our sins have been forgiven.
被称义。
And that we have been called righteous.
然后重生。
And that we've been reborn.
就得到新生命。
And so we gain a new life.
啊，这个是生命更新的第一步。
And so this is the first point that we have to do in order to renew our lives.
然后靠圣灵的帮助。
And then there is the help from the Holy Spirit.
改变你的不好习惯。
To change our bad habits.
啊，你就会有新的生活。
And then we will have a new life.
跟信主之前不同的生活。
And that life is different from before we believed in Christ.
好，我们现在根据圣经的查考做的问题。
And so let's go from the Bible.
看使徒二十二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 22.
十六节。
Verse 16.
使徒行传二十二章。十六节。
Acts chapter 22, verse 16.
这里说，现在你为什么单言呢？起来求告他的名，受洗，洗去你的罪。这个是保罗的见证。
And this is Paul's testimony.
保罗已经晓得耶稣救主。
And Paul knew that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
因为耶稣用强光照他眼睛都瞎了。
Because God shone a bright light to his eyes and he was blinded.
然后天上有声音说你怎么逼迫。
And then there was a voice in heaven that said, why do you persecute me?
保罗问你是谁啊。
And Paul asked, who are you?
他说我是你有逼迫的耶稣。
And he said that I am the Jesus whom you persecute.
保罗才知道耶稣复活是真的。
And then he talked about how Jesus Christ's resurrection is true.
那如果复活是真的，他就是基督没有错。
And if Jesus truly resurrected, then he is the Christ.
亚拿尼亚就告诉他。
And so Ananias told him,
你已经知道耶稣的救主，你为什么单言呢？
That you already know that Jesus is Christ, so why do you tarry?
赶快受洗，洗净你的罪。
And to be baptized quickly to wash away his sins.
有的人道理已经明白。
And some people, they already understand the truth.
问他要不要报名受洗呢？
And then you ask whether or not they want to register to be baptized.
他还在考虑。
And they're still thinking about it.
我们说，如果你道理不明白，你可以继续查考。
And we say, if you do not understand the truth, then you should continue to study.
如果你道理明白，就不要单言。
But then if you understand the truth, then you should not tarry.
你追住你有机会，现在就恐怕你没有机会。
Because this time you have the chance, but next time you may not have that chance.
啊，我受洗就因为这样。
And I was baptized because of this.
啊，我的大姐说你在考虑什么？
And my older sister asked me, what are you considering?
洗礼不常有机会啊。
Because it may not be that you always have an opportunity to be baptized.
追住你不受洗，现在住你有机会吗？
And this time if you do not get baptized, do you have a chance next time?
啊，生命在神。
Because life is in the hands of God.
今天我活着。
And I'm living today.
明天我还活着吗？
Am I still living tomorrow?
没有人知道。
No one knows.
因为明天发生什么事，谁都不能预测。
Because no one is able to predict what's going to happen tomorrow.
很多意外突然发生的。
And the accidents, they all happen suddenly.
好像911美国的国际大楼被撞倒，那个是没有人会预料。
And just like on September 11th, when the World Trade Center came down, no one could have predicted this.
很多人早上去那边上班，下午不能回来了。
And there were many people who went there in the morning to work, and they were not able to come home that afternoon.
很多意外人没办法预测。
So there are many accidents that we cannot predict.
所以亚衲对保罗说，你既然明白的教主，你不要单言，赶快受洗了。
And just like what Paul has said, that if we understand the truth, then we should not wait, and rather we should arise and be baptized.
他说洗净你的罪。
To wash away our sins.
洗礼为什么有洗掉罪的功效呢？
So why is it that baptism actually has the effect of washing away our sins?
因为耶稣替我们流水又流血。
Because Jesus Christ, he had blood, water, and also let out water.
那洗礼的水里面有耶稣的血。
And so when we're baptized, then the water has the blood of Jesus Christ in it.
洗掉我们的罪。
And this is why it can wash away our sins.
还有圣灵的见证。
And there's also the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
加上我们教好多看异象的见证。
And then there are also many testimonies in our church where people have seen the blood of Jesus.
所以里面有耶稣血，所以能洗掉罪。
And they've seen the blood of Jesus in the water, and this is why it can wash away sins.
有的人患了重病，洗礼起来马上得医治。
And there are people who are severely sick, and then when they came out of baptism, then they were actually healed.
洗礼目的不是要医病。
But the purpose of baptism is not to heal the sin,
是为了受罪。
But rather to forgive the sins.
但有时候神有附带的恩典。
And sometimes God has extra blessings.
给他的罪得到赦免。
And so not only is their sins washed away.
同时病也得到医治。
But at the same time, they are healed of their sickness.
啊，那这个洗礼不但有受罪功效。
And so baptism not only has the effect of washing away sins.
而且能够叫我们被称义。
But it can also allow us to be called righteous.
一般基督徒通常认为你信耶稣为主。
And then a lot of Christians, they believe that as long as you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord,
你信他已经活,
and then you already believe in him,
你就被称义,
and then you are sanctified.
但圣经不是这样讲,
but that's not what the Bible tells us.
圣经说, 你信耶稣为主, 这个是对的。
And the Bible tells us it's correct for us to believe in the Lord.
你信耶稣复活也是对的。
And it's correct for us to believe that Jesus Christ resurrected.
但什么时候被称义呢?
But when is it that you're actually sanctified?
就是受洗的时候。
It's when you are baptized.
啊, 我们看林前, 哥林多前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
十一节。
Verse 11.
哥林多前书第六章十一节
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11
你们中间也有人从前是这样但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名并借着我们神的灵已经洗净成圣称义、啊、这里提到奉耶稣的名就是水的洗礼要奉耶稣的名
And here it talks about in the name of the Lord Jesus, which is what we have to do for water baptism.
然后说借着神的灵来洗。
And it also says by the Spirit of our God.
就是圣灵见证发生功效。
And so this is a testimony of the Holy Spirit that causes it to have effect.
洗礼是奉耶稣的名。
And baptism is in the name of the Lord Jesus.
啊，圣灵见证水中有主的血。
And then the Holy Spirit testifies that the blood of Jesus is in the water.
就发生功效。
And so it has effect.
这个功效这里提到三点。
And here it talks about three of the effects.
第一个说已经洗净。
And here it says that you were washed.
从前罪都洗干净了。
And then your sins are washed away.
所以洗礼能赦罪，这也是一个圣经根据啊。
And so for our sins to be washed away during baptism, this is also recorded in the Bible.
第二个功效呢？
And the second effect.
已经成圣。
Then it's that you are sanctified.
第三个功效呢？
And the third.
已经称义。
That you are justified.
这个已经连下来的。
And so these are all continuous.
啊，所以洗礼就有三个功效。
And so there are the three effects of water baptism.
成圣有两种意思。
And to be sanctified has two different meanings.
一种是成圣的身份。
And one is to have the status of being sanctified.
一种是成圣的生活。
And the second is to have a sanctified life.
这里说受洗已经成圣，就讲成圣的身份。
And here it says that when you were baptized, you were sanctified, and it's referring to your status.
你成圣生活书一辈子要努力的灵修课题，不是马上完成。
But with respect to our sanctified life, then this is not just a one-time event, but rather this is a continuous process in life.
但成圣身份是受洗说马上得到的。
But to have the status of being sanctified, this is what happens when we are baptized.
我们看哥林前第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
第二节
verse 2.
国文全书的第一章第二节
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2
写信给在国多神的教会就是在基督里成圣蒙召做圣徒的保罗写信给国文教会开头就这么讲
And when Paul was writing to the Corinth church then he says in the very beginning
他们是在基督里成圣蒙召做圣徒的
That they were sanctified in Jesus Christ and then called to be saints
其实国文教会信仰不好
And actually, the faith of the Corinthian church is not good.
哥林前书有16章
And 1 Corinthians have 16 chapters.
每章都是责备的话
And every chapter includes words of rebuke.
第一章说他们纷争结党
And the first one, first chapter talks about how they were divided.
第二章说他们不知道耶稣十字架的奥妙
And the second talks about how they do not know the mystery of Jesus Christ on the cross.
认为十字架的救恩好像不合乎逻辑
And they think that the salvation on the cross is not go with logic.
一个人死去怎么能够给所有信他人都不要灭亡呢
But how is it that one person dies on the cross and then it allows everyone else not to be destroyed?
第三章在讲他们纷争结党
And then the third chapter talks about that they are divided again.
第五章说他们娶了继母，这种淫乱外邦也没有
And then in chapter 5 it talks about how they have sexual immorality that's not even named among the Gentiles.
第六章说他们彼此相告，没有互相赦免
And then in chapter 6 it talks about how they judge and they accuse one another without forgiving one another
第八章说他们出拜偶像东西
And in chapter 8 it talks about how they eat of the things offered to idols
第十一章说他们圣餐里拿酒来喝醉
And chapter 11 talks about how they took wine during Holy Communion and made themselves drunk
很多不合圣经教训的举动
And so there were many actions that they took that were not in accordance with the Bible
所以他们生活并没有成圣
And so their lives were not sanctified.
但保罗开头就说，你们说基督里成圣做圣徒。
But yet Paul, in the very beginning of his letter to them, calls them sanctified in Christ Jesus.
那里的成圣是成圣的身份。
And that is actually referring to their status of being sanctified.
那里的圣徒也是成圣，也是圣徒的身份。
And likewise, when they talked about calling them a saint, it is their status as a saint.
所以保罗的书信就告诉他们，也告诉我们每一个人。
And so Paul's letter tells them as well as tells every one of us.
受洗得到成圣的身份
that when we are baptized we receive the status of being sanctified
有圣徒的名分
and that we also have the name of being a Christian
这个是起点不是完成
and that this is actually a point and this is not the completion
我们不要停留在起点
and we do not just stop at this very turning point
我们要追求圣洁的生活
and but rather we have to pursue after a righteous life
这才是名副其实的圣徒
and this is actually a sanctified believer
哥林前书六章十节的洗礼第三功效书讲已经称义
and so in Corinthians chapter 6 and it also talks about that they are already sanctified
称义就是说算为义你本来没有义你是罪人但是罪得赦免被算为义
Sorry, that they were justified, which means that before they were not righteous, but then they were now justified.
称义在圣经也有两种不同的意思。
And there's also two meanings to being justified that's recorded in the Bible.
一种意思是称义的身份。
And the first is that they have the status of being justified.
第二种意思称义的行为，就好的行为。
And the second is that they have the actions of being justified, which is good behavior.
罗马书里面保罗常常讲，一个人能够被称义。不是因为你有好行为，是因为你的信心。
And in Romans, Paul continues to tell us that a person is justified not because of their deeds, but rather because of their faith.
罗马书是说因信入门，因信称义。
And that's why in Romans it tells us that we enter because of faith, and it's by faith through faith.
不是你行为很好才得了主的拣选。
And it's not that we have done very well that we have been chosen.
有的很善良，没有机会听福音。
Because there are some people who are very just, but yet they're not able to listen to the gospel.
有的信主前行为不好，后来得到主的拣选。
But there are other people who are very bad before, and yet they received the gospel, and they have been chosen by God.
我们人选东西有一个标准。
And when we are choosing anything, then we always have a standard.
好的才要。
We only want the good things.
不好的不要。
The bad things we do not want.
如果好坏都要，这个不叫选。
Because if it's all the good and the bad we want, then we are not choosing anything.
没有原则了。
Because there is no principle.
没有标准了。
And there's no standard.
啊，但神的拣选不同。
But then God's choosing is different.
很善良的人不一定会读拣选。
Because even the very good people may not be chosen by God.
因为神没给他机会听福音。
Because God may not have given them an opportunity to listen to the gospel.
很邪恶的人可能也会得到主的拣选。
But even the most evil person may be chosen by God.
啊，有的人以前没有信耶稣会吸毒。
And some people before they believe in Jesus Christ, they took drugs.
会打架。
And they fought.
诶，坐过牢。
And they might have been thrown into prison.
后来信耶稣。
But then later they came to believe in Jesus Christ.
完全改变。
And they changed completely.
如果好的神才要，他就没有机会了。
If God only wants the good, then they have no chance.
啊，所以一些拣选就恩典了。
And so the choosing is grace.
因此，保罗是否定信主前的行为。
And so then Paul is denying that we are chosen because of our deeds.
信主前很好，不是神拣选的条件。
Because to be very good before we are chosen is not a criteria that God looks at.
这个，所以这个罗马书讲的称义啊，是讲称义的身份。
And so in Romans, when it's talking about justified, it's talking about the status of being justified.
但雅各书说人。能够称义不是单因着信，也因着行为。
But then in James it tells us that a man is justified not just by their faith but by their deeds.
啊，雅各书强调信后的行为。
And James is emphasizing on our deeds.
啊，有人认为罗马书跟雅各书冲突。
And so some people they take Romans and James to be contradictory.
因为罗马书否定行为。
Because in Romans it denies the deeds.
因信称义。
And it says that we are justified by faith.
雅各书强调行为。
But then in James it emphasizes on deeds.
律法素材太浓厚。
And then that the
律法素材很浓厚。
The
律法素材就是想靠律法称义那一种观念很浓厚。
That we should not think that we can only be justified because of our by the law.
这样主张的人对罗马书没有完全了解。
And this type of person does not truly understand what's written in James.
对雅各书也没有完全了解。
Nor in the book of Romans.
其实保罗的罗马书跟雅各写的雅各书没有冲突啊。
And actually what is written in Romans and what is written in James are not contradictory.
罗马书是否定信神的行为。
And then Romans is denying the deeds that we have before we're chosen.
不是行为好才读拣选。
It's that we're not just those who have good deeds are chosen.
是神的恩典白白临到你。
But it's that God's grace freely comes upon you.
雅各书是强调信后的行为。
But James is actually emphasizing our deeds after we are chosen.
但他不否定信主前不都靠恩典得救啊。
And he's not denying the fact that before we are chosen, that it's all by grace.
所以他才说，人称义不是单因着信。
And that's why he says that a person comes who is justified is not justified only by their faith.
可见信也是需要啊。
Because we have to have our faith.
但他不是单因着信。
But it's not just by our faith.
要因着行为。
We also must have deeds.
你因信入门。
Because we come in through our by our faith.
已经成了基督门徒。
And that we become a disciple of Jesus.
不应当学基督榜样吗？
Shouldn't we also learn from the deeds of Jesus?
你是神儿女。
And we are the children of God.
不能听神话吗？
Shouldn't we listen to the words of God?
你是神国的国民。
And you are a citizen of God's kingdom.
不应当守神国的法律吗？
And shouldn't you keep the laws of the kingdom of God?
他都强调信后的行为。
And so he is emphasizing on the deeds after we are chosen.
所以保罗跟雅各并没有冲突。
And so Romans and James are not contradictory.
啊，那保罗虽然在罗马书前面一直讲因信称义。
And so even though in the book of Romans, Paul continues to talk about being justified through faith.
但是第六章有讲行为的问题。
But then in chapter 6, he also talks about deeds.
第十二章也讲行为。
And in chapter 12, he also talks about deeds.
第十一章也讲行为。
And also in chapter 11.
保罗其他很多书信，腓立比书啊，加拉太书啊，以弗所书啊，很多书信都讲灵修的道理，那是行为啊。
And then Paul also in the book of Philippians and Ephesians and also Galatians, he talks about the various deeds.
啊，所以保罗虽然否定信主的行为，但是信或行为他就很看重。
But then, so he even though he denies our good deeds before we're chosen, but yet he is emphasizing on our deeds after we are chosen.
他跟雅各并没有冲突。
And he has no conflict with James.
啊，我们看罗马书第十一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 11.
罗马书的第十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
罗马书的第十一章二十二节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 22.
可见神的恩主和严厉 向那跌倒的人是严厉的，向你是有恩慈的，主要你长久在他恩慈里，不然你要被砍下来。这里说神有严厉的一面，也有恩慈的一面。
And here it says that God has his severe side as well as his good side.
如果你犯罪跌倒了，他就把你砍下来。
And then if we have sinned and we fell down, then he will cut us off.
如果你长久在恩慈里面，神对你是有恩慈的。
But then if we continue in God's goodness, then he shows us his goodness.
一般基督教有的人主张啊，一处得救永远得救。
And there are some Christians who believe that once you are saved, you are always saved.
一处得救说你信主得救了。
And they say that when you are you're saved because you believed and you were saved at that point.
永远得救是说你不管犯什么罪，你悔改就得赦免。
And to say that you are always saved means that it doesn't matter what kind of sins that you commit, but yet you are already saved.
他说因为人软弱，神慈悲。
Because they said that we are a man are weak, and so God has mercy.
好像一个孩子跌在水沟里面。
And just like a child who has fallen into a ditch.
弄脏又受伤。
And then they might have gotten dirty or might have gotten hurt.
爸爸看见。
And then their father sees them.
就把他救上来。
And then he rescues them.
有伤给他医好。
And then he also heals their, wipes away their, their wounds.
弄脏给他洗干净。
And they also clean them up.
还是我的儿子啊。
And these are still my children.
不可能跌到水沟里面受伤弄脏就不是我的儿子。
And it's impossible that because some child falls into the ditch and gets dirty or gets hurt that they're no longer your child.
信徒犯罪好像被魔鬼推到水沟里面。
And so for a believer to sin, it's just like they've been pushed into the ditch by Satan.
那主要你悔改就得赦免。
And then as long as you repent, then you will be for,
因为神慈悲人软弱。
And God will forgive your sins because man is weak and God is merciful.
圣经不是这样讲的。
But that's not what the Bible tells us.
圣经说你如果是小过犯可以悔改得赦免。
Because the Bible tells us that if we have sinned a small sin, then we can repent and come back
to God. 如果过犯很严重，就没有悔改的机会了。
But if our sin is very severe, then there is no chance for us to repent.
亚当夏娃吃了生了果，一出就被赶出来。
Because Adam ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil just one time, and he was kicked out of the garden.
他没有第二次出的机会就被赶走了。
And he had not been given the second chance to eat of this fruit before he was kicked out.
啊，所以大过犯我们是不能犯。
And so these big sins we cannot do.
那么刚刚谈到洗礼的功效，第三个就是称义。
And then we talked about the third effectiveness of the baptism, which is to be justified.
受洗说已经完成的。
And this is completed upon the time that we get baptized.
那是称义的身份。
And then we have the status of being justified.
受洗之前。
And before we are baptized.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
受洗之后。
And after we are baptized.
罪得赦免。
Then our sins have been forgiven.
又被称义。
And we have been justified.
所以受洗就改变身份。
And so when we are baptized, then our status has been changed.
罪人变成义人。
And as a sinner, we go to become a righteous person.
神是除外也是公义的神。
And God is a merciful and a just God.
魔鬼犯罪。
And Satan has sinned.
被定罪。
And he was judged for his sins.
要灭亡。
And he is facing
destruction. 这是公义的审判。
This is a just judgment.
人犯罪。
And man has sinned.
如果给他灭亡,
and if he causes destruction upon man,
神就没有除爱,
then God does not have this loving kindness.
因为人是神的儿女啊,
because people are the children of God.
按照神形啊, 造成的啊,
because they are made in the image of God.
所以如果让人毁灭, 神就没有除爱。
And so if God just allowed man to be destroyed, then he does not have that loving kindness.
如果要除, 要这个赦免人,
but then if he wants to forgive men,
人就不公义了，神就不公义了。
Then he is not just.
因为魔鬼有罪被定罪是公义的审判。
Because when Satan sinned, then he was judged for his sins, and this is a very just judgment.
人有罪竟然不被灭亡，那神就不公平。
But then if man has sinned and they're not faced with destruction, then God is not just.
所以神的公义跟除外发生冲突。
And so it seems there's a contradiction between God's just and, justice and also his loving kindness.
怎么样才让公义除外不冲突呢？
And so how is it that we can cause the loving kindness and the justice of God to not be in contradiction?
只有一个选择。
And there's only one choice.
耶稣替人舍命。
Which is that Jesus Christ died for mankind.
神的公义满足了。
And so that he has fulfilled his
justice. 除爱表现出来了。
And he has also manifested his loving kindness.
罗马书八章是这样讲的。
And this is what it tells us in Romans chapter 8.
啊，我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
罗马书的八章三十三节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 33.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他为义了。三十四节。
34.
谁能定他们罪呢？有在基督。 有基督耶稣已经死了，而且重生复活，现在在右边的替我们祈求。这个三十三节有一个地方讲控告，三十四节说定罪。
And then in verse 33, it talks about bringing a charge, and in verse 34, it talks about condemning.
这个控告定罪是法律名词。
And these bringing a charge and also condemning, these are all terms in law.
为什么保罗用法律名词啊？
And so why is it that Paul used terms of law?
这个表述神的做法是合乎法律的，很公平的审判。
Which is to say that God's doing is actually in accordance with the law and is very just.
33节说谁能控告神拣选的人？
And 33 says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect?
神是审判官。
Because God is the judge.
要控告的是魔鬼。
And the one who is bringing the charge is the Satan.
这里说魔鬼没有办法控告。
But here it says that Satan cannot bring a charge.
因为我们已经被拣选。
Because we have already been chosen.
有神称我们为义
and God has already called us justified.
因为受洗罪得赦免
because when we're baptized, then our sins have been forgiven.
被神称义
and we have been sanctified by God.
就身份改变
and so our lives have been changed.
罪人变成义人
and from a sinner, we go to become a righteous person.
如果罪没有得赦免
but if our sins have not been forgiven,
如果没有改变，身份变成义人
and if we have not changed so that we are now become a righteous person,
没有被定罪
and if we have not had our sins judged,
这就不公平了
then it's not.Just.
魔鬼可以控告啊
and then Satan can bring a charge.
因为我们已经受洗罪得赦免
but because we have already been baptized and our sins washed away, and then we have been sanctified.
罪人变成义人的身份
and then from a sinner we are now a just person.
所以魔鬼不能控告
and so then Satan can no longer bring a charge.
三十四节说没有人能定罪
and then verse 34 says who is he who condemns?
定罪的是神
and the one who condemns is God.
神是审判官
and God is the judge.
神也不能定罪啊
God also cannot condemn.
因为耶稣已经死掉了
because Jesus Christ has already died.
而且复活升天
and he's also risen and is in
heaven. 在神右边替我们代求
and he's at the right hand of God and making intercession for us.
所以神就不能定我们的罪
and so then God cannot condemn our sins.
耶稣的舍命满足神公义要求
because the death of Jesus Christ has fulfilled the justice of God
魔鬼不能控告
and Satan cannot bring a charge
耶稣的舍命表达神的爱
and then Jesus' death actually shows the love of God
所以耶稣舍命的结果神的公义跟除爱可以并存不至于冲突
and so the sacrifice of Jesus' life actually causes the loving kindness and also the justice of God not to be contradictory
旧约圣经早有预言了
and this was actually prophesied in the Old Testament
我们看撒迦利亚第六章
let's turn to Zechariah chapter 6
旧约圣经撒迦利亚就是最后一卷马拉基的前面撒迦利亚第六章
let's turn to Zechariah which is the second to last book in the Old Testament
十三节
chapter 6 verse 13
他要建造神的殿并担负尊荣坐在位上掌王权又必在位上做祭司使两族之间坐定和平这个他是讲弥赛亚
And here this he refers to the Messiah.
弥赛亚建造神的殿。
And Messiah will build the temple.
教会是神的殿。
And the church is the temple of God.
就是他来要建立教会在地上。
Which is that when he comes, he's going to establish a church on this earth.
然后他会担负尊荣。
And then it says that he shall bear the glory.
什么样的尊荣呢?
What kind of glory?
下面说他要在位上做王,也要做祭司。
And here it tells us that he will sit on the throne and he is also the priest.
王跟祭司都是尊荣的身份。
And to be the king and the priest, these are all very glorious positions.
然后说要使两族之间坐定和平，就是说王权跟祭司不冲突了。
And then here it says that the council of peace shall be between them, which means the king and the priest, they are not contradictory.
啊，王权代表公义。
Because the king represents justice.
王如果不公义，国家大乱。
Because if the king is not just, then the kingdom has chaos.
祭司代表除爱。
And the priest represents loving kindness.
祭司有慈悲心，才能同情罪人的痛苦。
And because a priest must be compassionate in order to understand the sufferings of the people.
也能了解罪人已经绝望。
And he can also understand the hopelessness of man because of sin.
用这种慈悲心来替人代求。
And to have this heart of compassion to pray for the other people.
神就接受。
And so that God will accept.
对，祭书代表除爱。
And so the priest represents the loving kindness.
那要守住两柱筹定和平，就是说神的公义跟除爱能够协调，不至于冲突。
And so to allow these to be a council of peace, meaning that they are no longer contradictory.
就是耶稣的使命啊。
And that is Jesus Christ's mission.
所以神的做法考虑非常周到，魔鬼不能控告啊。
And so God's consideration is great that the Satan cannot bring a charge.
因为他是合法的呀。
Because he is just.
神也不能定罪了。
And he also cannot, God cannot condemn.
因为他是合法的呀。
Because he is in accordance with the law.
耶稣的舍命。
And Jesus Christ is sacrificed.
满足神的公义要求。
Then it has fulfilled the justice of God.
魔鬼无法控告。
Because Satan can no longer bring a
charge. 耶稣舍命把神的爱表现出来。
And when Jesus Christ sacrifices life, it also represents and manifests the loving kindness of God.
受洗后就改变身份。
And so that after we are baptized, we have changed our status.
罪人变成义人。
That from a sinner, we go to become a righteous person.
再看提多第三章。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
提多书的第三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生喜和神的更新。这里说神救我们不是我们很好。
And here it tells us that God does not save us because we are good.
是因为他的怜悯。
But because of his mercy.
怜悯是神救我们的动机啊。
And his mercy is actually the motivation for God saving us.
那用什么方法来给我们得救呢？
And so how is it that he allows us to be saved?
下面说重生的洗还有圣灵的更新。
And it follows to say that it's through the washing and regeneration of the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
洗礼有重生的功效。
That when we are baptized, then it has a regeneration.
一般基督教通常认为悔改就重生。
And a lot of Christians they believe that as long as we repent, then we are already renewed.
悔改就重生，圣经没有根据啊。
But then this is not recorded in the Bible.
反而这里说重生洗，可见洗礼有重生功效。
But rather here it talks about the washing of regeneration, meaning that baptism has this effect.
圣经也说洗礼有复活功效。
And then the Bible also tells us that baptism has the effect of raising us from the dead.
洗礼有三个动作。
And there are three actions in baptism.
我们低头跟主同死。
That we bow our heads in the likeness of his death.
因为耶稣低头断气。
Because Jesus Christ, he bowed his head before
he breathed
his
last.
And then we go down into the water and are buried with Jesus Christ.
从水里起来跟主复活。
And then when we get up from the water, then we are resurrecting with Jesus.
所以洗礼有复活的功效。
And so when we are baptized, then it also has the effect of resurrecting.
复活是得生命。
And then when we resurrect, we have life.
主气里活过来。
That when we have died, and yet we are raised up again.
就得生命。
And so we gain life.
重生是再洗一次，再生一次。
And then to be reborn means that we are born one more time.
也是得生命。
And this is also gaining of
life. 那不是两处得生命吗？
And isn't it that two ways, two times that we are receiving new life?
如果两处得生命，就两个生命了。
And so if we are receiving new life two times, then it has two lives.
不是两处得生命。
But it's not two times.
而是一种恩典，两种说明。
But it's actually this one grace, but then two ways of explaining it.
这个恩典就得生命这个恩典。
Because the grace is that we have received this new life.
重生是得生命。
And then we have been reborn to gain new life. And to resurrect, we also gain new life.
得两处生命。
And it's not that we gain two lives.
而是得生命是恩典的两种说明。
But rather that these are two ways of explaining the renewal of our lives.
重生也好。
And whether or not it's to be reborn or to be resurrected.
结果一样。
But the end result is the same.
得生命。
That we get new life.
所以用这种方法来表达这个洗礼有得生命的功效的。
And so it's through these two ways of explaining to explain that we are gaining new life through baptism. And so this is the regeneration of life. And so through water baptism that our old life has died. And it has been buried. And we get up from the water, then this is actually a new life. And that we have a regeneration of our lives. And so in order to change our lives, then the first step we must do is to be baptized.
我们再看罗马书第六章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书的第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
第六章的第五、第四节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 4.
所以我们借着洗礼归着死和他一同埋葬，严肃叫我们一激动有些样式像基督从父借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样啊， 这里谈到了洗礼树跟主同死同埋葬一同复活。
And here it tells us that when we are baptized, then we are also, we die and we are buried and we are also raised with him.
所以洗礼有复活的功效。
And so the baptism has the effect of resurrection.
一般基督徒常常把这段解说成洗礼意义。
And a lot of times people say that this is actually the meaning of baptism.
不是讲洗礼功效。
And it says that this is not the actual work of baptism.
当然从一节看下来，这个就强调洗礼意义没有错。
And then, of course, if you look from verse 1, it seems it's emphasizing the meaning.
但洗礼功效就是复活，也不能把它忽略掉。
But then the actual effect of baptism being that we are resurrected cannot be neglected.
前面几节是强调洗礼意义。
Because the very first few verses is emphasizing the meaning of baptism.
但后面就讲到它的功效。
But then later on it talks about its effects.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
因为主道我们得救人啊，先看第五节啊。
Verse 5 first.
我们坐在他死的形状，与他联合，也要在复活形状与他联合啊。我们受洗跟主同死同埋葬。
And when we are baptized, then we are dying and also and buried with Jesus Christ.
那在死的形状与他联合，就在复活形与他联合。
And it also says that we have been united together in the likeness of his death.
耶稣死的形状是低头断气。
And when Jesus dies, then he bowed his head to
breathe his last. 所以我们洗礼也是低头下水。
And that's why when we're baptized, we also bow our heads and go into the water.
圣经如果没有记录耶稣低头断气。
And in the Bible, if it did not record that Jesus Christ bowed his head when he
breathed
his last. 我们
也可以了解一定低头断气。
Then we can also understand that, of course, he would have to bow his head.
因为耶稣定十字架还活着，头抬起来。
Because when Jesus was still living, then his head was raised.
主去了，很多人头就低下来。
And then when he died, then it's very natural for them to bow their heads.
有的人坐着打瞌睡，头就低下来，还没有气断。
And then because you see that there are a lot of people, they sit there, and then when they're sleeping, then of course they just already start nodding. They haven't even breathed their last.
断气低头，这个是助人的结果，不是一种什么神迹。
And so for Jesus Christ to bow his head before when he died, this is not a miracle. This is natural.
圣经没有记录，你也可以想象得到。
And even if the Bible did not record, then you would have imagined this.
但圣经特别描述耶稣低头断气。
But then the Bible specifically described that he bowed his head when he died.
那罗马书记录在死的形状跟他一样，再活着也在一样。
And then Romans specifically tells us that we're united together in the likeness of his death and resurrection.
啊，很多教会主道下水受洗，他是面向上的。
And then there are many churches that when they baptize and go into the water, their faces facing upward. But we are actually head bowed into the water.
跟主的死的形状一样。
So that we are in the likeness of his death.
那就跟复活形一样，就从水里起来，复活得到生命。
And we're also in the likeness of Jesus Christ's resurrection.
看下面第六节。
In verse 6.
因为主道我们的救人和他同钉十字架，赎罪身灭罪，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆啊。受洗说有罪的人跟主同钉十字架。
And here it says that when we are baptized, then the body of our sin has been crucified with Christ.
从水里起来是复活的重生，得到新生命的人。
And then when we resurrect, then this is a new being that we have.
那这样就罪身的灭罪了。
And so this sin is actually gone.
罪身灭罪没有罪了。
And so when the sin is gone from us, then we no longer have sin.
所以洗礼有受罪功效，这一个根据。
And so here is one of the references where it says that when baptism has the effect of forgiving sins. And then we're no longer slaves of sin.
现在看罗马书七章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 7.
就说明他的理由了。
And this talks about its reason.
因为已使人脱离了罪。
And here it says that because we have been departed from sin.
脱离罪有两个意思啊。
And we have left sin.
第一个意思。
Two meanings.
脱离罪案。
And the first is that we actually leave the sinful thing.
第二个意思。
And second.
脱离罪律，律是立法，就法律。
And the second is that we leave sin in its law.
在罗马书常常讲罪的律。
And in Romans it often talks about the law of sin.
啊，法律有约束行为的力量。
And in
法律有约束人行为的力量。
And the law has the
法律有限制人行为的力量。
And the law has limited the man's ability to sin.
因为你违背法律就被法律仲裁啊。
Because if you have sinned, then you under the law, then you will be punished by the law.
所以罪的力可以解释成罪的力量。
And so this law of sin actually talks about the power of sin.
啊，一个犯罪的人如果被抓了会被定罪。
Because if somebody has sinned, then they will, if they have committed something against the law, then they will be punished by the law. But then if this person has been, has died before they are actually punished under the law, and then what they, their crime is actually forgiven. Because during the process of judgment, then they have to ask them.
根据法律为标准,
and then under the standards of the law,
再看你做什么事,
and then look at what is it that you have done.
你的口供是承认或否认,
and then whether or not the witnesses actually say you did or did not do something.
假如你承认就定罪,
and then if you get, you admit that you've committed a crime.
假如你否认看对证据怎么说明,
and then you're convicted, but then if you deny it, then they see what the evidence says.
假如能够圆满的交代, 那这个证据有问题要再调查,
and then if you can actually show that if you haven't done something, then they will look into the evidence again.
如果你对证据无法交代,
but then if you're not able to explain the evidence,
虽然不承认也要定罪啊,
and so even though you may deny that you've done something, but yet they still will convict you.
就判刑了,
and then if they convict you, then they will sentence you.
那这个人在被抓的审判中间死掉了,
but then this person, after they're caught, but then they die.
你问口供他不会说话,
and then so when you ask, they cannot say anything.
你判刑也不痛苦了,
and so if they punish you, you still do not suffer.
所以罪案就一笔勾销,
and so basically your sin is gone.
这是脱离罪第一个意思,
and so this is one way of saying that you left sin.
我们受洗跟主同死,
and so when we have when we are baptized,
有罪已经死掉了,
and then so the sin has already,
所以罪案一笔勾销,
and because we have already died, then that sin is gone.
这是洗礼有时的功效一个根据啊,
and so this is also one reference where baptism has the effect of washing away sin.
脱离罪的第二个意思,
and to leave sin, the second meaning,
就是脱离罪的律,
is to leave the life of sin.
在罗马书七章保罗说,
and in Romans chapter 7, Paul says
他想行善行不出,
that he wants to do good, but he is not able to do so. And the wrong that he wants to change,
假如他所做的恶不是他所愿意的, 是他里面的罪所做的,
and if the sin that he is committing is not one that he's intentionally committing, but it's that his sinful nature causes him to do it.
就罪力量控制他, 让他没有办法改变,
that there is this power of a sinful man that's causing him to do the sin.
那一个属气的人,
and then that person that died,
他没有犯罪的能力了,
and that person no longer has the ability to commit sins.
或者可能犯罪,
if they were living, they would commit the sin.
属气即没有犯罪的能力,
but then the dead person has no ability to commit
所以就脱离罪的捆绑,
and so then they have departed from the bondage of sin.
啊, 因此受了洗的人,
and so the person that has been baptized,
脱离罪的力, 脱离了这个罪, 第一个效果啊, 就脱离罪案, 罪案过消掉了,
and so then there are two meanings, is that they have departed from the law and their sin in the sense that they're
第二个功效脱离罪的辖制,
their sin is no longer counted against them, but the second is that they have left the bondage of sin.
这个在六章下面有这样说明,
and this is also recorded in Romans chapter 6.
看六章的十三节,
let's turn to Romans chapter 6 verse 13.
十三节, 我从十二节看, 十二节说, 不要容罪在你们必属身的作王,
it says do not let the sin reign in your mortal body.
十三节说, 不要把诸体献给罪的不义的器具,
and 13 tells us do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin,
就是说不要犯罪,
which means not to sin,
倒要像从死里复活的人把诸体献给神做义的器具献给神, 就是要行善,
but rather that we have to present ourselves to God as alive from dead and the members as instruments of righteousness, which means we have to do good.
十四节说, 罪必不能做你的主,
and then 14 says that sin shall not have dominion over you,
你不会被罪控制,
that you are no longer controlled by sin.
这个有保障啊,
and this has a guarantee.
为什么呢?
Why is this?
他下面说, 因为你们不在律法之下, 乃在恩典之下,
it's because we are no longer under grace, but under law, but we are under grace.
在律法之下的人就是还没有受洗归入主名下的,
and those who are still under law means that they have not been baptized and belong to Jesus Christ.
你被捆绑,
and so they are bound.
你想行善行不出,
because even if you want to do good, you cannot do so.
你想改变恶不能改变,
and you want to change your evil, your bad habits, but you cannot do so.
恩典之下就是受洗归入基督名下的人,
but if you're under grace, then you are those who have already been baptized under the Lord.
耶稣特别的帮助保佑,
and then you have the special protection and also help from Jesus Christ.
罪必不做你的主,
And so sin is no longer your master.
完全脱离罪的控制这个辖住了。
And so you have left the bondage of sin.
啊，所以信耶稣以后。
And so after we believe in Jesus Christ.
跟信主前不一样。
It's different from before we believe.
信主前在律法之下。
Because before we believe, we're still under the law.
没有自由。
And we do not have freedom.
没有能力。
We do not have power.
不能胜过罪的要求。
And we're not able to overcome sin.
信主后在恩典之下。
But after we have been baptized, we're under grace.
有神特别的帮助保佑。
Then we have the special protection and help from God.
所以我们可以改变自己。
And this is how we can change ourselves.
更宝贵的是有圣灵的帮助。
And what's even more precious is that we have the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们看罗马书七章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 7.
十八节。
Verse 18.
罗马书七章十八节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 18.
我也住到在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立住为生由得我，主住心由不得我。十九节。
19.
故此我所愿意的善我并不做，我所不愿的恶我倒去做。二十节。
20.
我若去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是在我里头的罪做的啊。这个保罗是讲信主前的经验。
And here Paul is talking about his experience before he believed.
他立住想行善行不出来。
Because even though he wanted to do good, he's not able to do so.
他如果我去做所不愿意恶，那不是我做的，是里面罪做的。
And he says that if he goes and practices that evil, then it's not him who does it, but the sin that dwells in him.
这个不是在推卸责任了。
And this is not him pushing away this responsibility.
就是在分析为什么我这么软弱的原因。
But rather he was just analyzing why is it that he's so weak.
被罪控制。
Because he is bounded by sin.
再看罗马书第八章。
And let's look,
第七章。
Let's look again at Romans chapter 7.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
但我觉得肉体中另一个力和我心的力交战，把我掳去叫服从那肉体中犯罪的力啊。这里讲三个力。
And here it talks about three laws.
一个是身肉体中另一个力。
And here one is the law in another law in my members.
是情欲。
And this is the desires.
和我心的力交战。
And this is warring against the law of the mind.
就是良心。
And this is his conscience.
然后情欲生我的良心啊。
And then the desire is actually challenging the conscience.
把我抓起来交给罪的律。
But then this brings him into the captivity.
双面夹攻。
To the law of sin.
我就没有办法行善了。
And then he's no longer able to do any good.
这是保罗的亲身体验。
And this is Paul's own personal experience.
他行善行不出。
That he wants to do good and yet he's not able to.
他想改变恶不能改变。
And the evil he wants to change he cannot change.
情欲胜过良心
，because his desires actually overpower his conscience.
加上罪的力的控制
，and then he is also bounded by the law of sin.
啊，别的教的神学家里面有人说
，and then there are other there are theologians and other churches who say.
罗马书七章用现在动词，都是用现在式。
That Romans chapter 7 is actually all using present tense.
啊，他们拿这个来做根据，说保罗信主后，当然属徒啊，还有这个软弱了。
And so they use this to say that Paul, even after he believed, he still has this weakness.
因为他用现在式啊。
Because he's using present tense.
那日本一个神学家有不同看法。
And there is a Japanese theologian who has a different viewpoint.
他说保罗为什么罗马书用现在式呢
？And he says, why is it that Paul is actually using the present tense in Romans 7?
用现在式来表达更生动、更逼真呢、啊。
And he says that if he uses present tense, then it's actually a more vivid and more active.
如果信主后，但属徒还这么软弱
，But if you actually believe and you're still that weak,
他怎么领导教会呢
？How is he able to lead the church?
他有靠圣灵帮助，什么都能做。
Because he has said that through Christ he can do everything.
他说圣灵就脱离这个罪的捆绑。
And he says that the Holy Spirit has allowed him to depart from the bondage of sin.
这个不都前后矛盾吗
？So isn't he contradicting himself?
答案在第八章。
And so the answer is in Romans chapter 8.
我们看八章一节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
如今这个如今是一个新的开始啊。
And here it says therefore.
罗马书七章的软弱是保罗过去经历。
And Romans chapter 7 is the weaknesses that Paul had experienced.
八章一节用如今开头，就是说现在不同了。
And then in chapter 8, he says now, therefore now, which means that this is a new beginning.
那是在基督里的就不定罪了。
And says there is now there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
基督里有两个意思。
And being in Christ Jesus has two meanings.
一个是受洗归入基督里面。
And one is that they are baptized into Christ Jesus.
得到基督的生命。
And so they have received the life of Jesus.
第二种意思活在基督里面。
And the second is that they're dwelling in Jesus.
不再犯罪。
And no longer sinning.
假如受洗后归入基督里面。
If after we are baptized, then we belong and we are in Christ.
没有活在基督里面。
But yet we do not live in Christ.
继续犯罪。
But yet we continue to sin.
还是被定罪啊。
Then we will still have our sins condemned.
但这里是说基督里的不会被定罪了。
But here it says that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ.
因为他受洗归入基督里面有基督的生命。
Because they have been baptized into Christ and then they have the life of
Christ. 而且活在基督里面。
And they also dwell in Christ.
没有再犯罪。
And they're no longer sinning.
当然不会定罪了。
Then of course there is no condemnation.
为什么基督里的有这个效果呢?
And so why is it that those who are in Christ has this effect?
答案在第二节。
Verse
2. 二节用因为开头。
And verse 2, it starts with 4, which is
because.
Which is that it is explaining the reason for verse
1.
And why is it that when you're in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation?
因为受什么圣的力。 在基督里是让我脱离罪跟死的律。
It says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
这里也有三个律。
Here also mentions three laws.
刚刚所看7章23节有三个律。
And just now in Romans chapter 7 verse 23, there are three laws.
情欲。
There's a desire.
良心。
And the conscience.
罪的律。
And also the law of sin.
那8章2节又讲三个律。
And in Romans chapter 8 verse 2, it talks about three laws.
第一个律是圣灵的律。
The first law is the law of the Holy Spirit.
它特别讲树生命圣的律。
And it specifically talks about of life.
圣灵所说生命是新的生命。
And this is a spirit of life and it's a new life.
新的生命的力更强。
And this new life is, the law that's given by this new life is even stronger.
基督里希望我脱离罪跟死的律。
And it says that he has made me free from the law of sin and death.
罪的律是罪的力量。
And the law of sin is the power of sin.
就罗马书7章所说的, 我想行善行不足, 我想改变恶不能改, 改变那一种罪的力。
And this is law of the sin is what's recorded in Romans chapter 7, saying the good I will to do, I do not do, and the evil I will not to do, I practice.
在6章23节说, 罪的工价是死亡。
And then also it tells us that the wages of sin is death.
你不能胜过罪的力。
And because we're not able to overcome the law of sin.
替罪工作。
And then we work for sin.
你就拿工钱。
Then we get the wages.
这个工钱是死亡啊。
And that wage is sin, is death.
那你不能胜过罪的力, 就不能胜过死的力啊。
And if we're not able to overcome the law of sin, then we're not able to overcome the law of death.
可是圣灵力更强。
But then the law of the spirit is even more powerful.
圣灵力在耶稣里希望我脱离罪跟死的力。
And the law of the spirit in, of life in Christ Jesus will free us from the law of sin and death.
圣灵力怎么希望我呢?
And how does the law of the Holy Spirit free us?
我们受洗有圣灵见证发生功效。
And then when we are baptized, then the Holy Spirit is bearing testimony that your sins have been forgiven.
你被称义成为义人。
That you have been sanctified and is called a righteous person.
你就脱离了这个罪的辖制。
And that you have been removed from the bondage of sin.
然后你被圣充满。
And then you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
靠圣灵帮助改变不好习惯。
And then with the help of the Holy Spirit, then you're able to change your bad habits. And so that you no longer sin.
那你就脱离罪的辖制。
And then you have departed from the bondage of sin.
所以就得到生命。
And so you have received new life.
不再死亡。
And you're no longer death.
40年前我去高雄布道。
And 40 years ago, I was preaching in Kaohsiung in Taiwan.
我说人怎么会死呢?
I said, how is it that man will die?
因你有罪。
It's because they have sin.
怎么样罪才赦免呢?
How do we forgive the sins?
要信耶稣受洗。
Then you have to believe in Jesus Christ and be baptized.
布道会完一个慕道主找我。
And after the evangelical service, there was a true seeker who came to find me.
然后你刚刚说人会死的因你有罪吗?
And just now you said, he said, just now you said that a person will die because of their sin.
我说是啊。
And I said, yes, I said that.
你说你们教洗礼会受罪，有受罪功效，对吗?
And he said that you said that your church's baptism has the effect of washing away sins. Is that right?
我说是啊。
I said, yes.
哦，他在问，那我再问你，你们教会受洗人不会死去吗?
And so he said, well, then let me ask you, those people who have been baptized into your church, do they not die?
因为死就从罪来啊。
Because death comes from sin.
因为受洗罪得赦免啊。
And so after you've been baptized, you've been, your sins are washed away. And so are you saying that those who have been baptized into your church do not die?
我说是啊。
I said yes.
诶，他一直看我。
And he kept looking at me.
好像我在撒谎。
And just as though I was lying.
诶，然后我就说，轮到我问你了。
And so I said, well, it's my turn to ask you.
你会这么问这么多的问题啊，可见你已经信耶稣。
I said, you ask so many questions. I think you believe in Jesus Christ.
你没有信耶稣，你不会这么问的啦。
Because if you did not believe, you would not ask in this
好,
manner.
好，那你信耶稣几年了？
And so how long have you believed?
他说七年了。
And he said 7 years.
哦，那七年，我看你圣经也是很认真研究的。
And I said, well, 7 years, it seems as though you have diligently studied the Bible.
所以我问你几个问题。
So let me ask you a few questions.
圣经不是讲信耶稣属鸡叫睡觉吗？
And then, in the Bible, doesn't it say that when you die, you're actually sleeping?
他说是啊。
He says yes.
圣经是不是说耶稣来要醒过来，睡觉要醒过来
？And it says in the Bible that when Jesus comes again, that you will wake from your sleep.
有的睡几十年，有的睡几百年，有的睡几千年，旧约时代的人睡几千年。
And that some may have slept for a few years or a few decades or a few thousand years.
啊，耶稣来要醒过来。
But then when Jesus comes again, that they will wake up.
他说是啊。
And he says yes.
我说你已经知道答案了。
I said, well, then you know the answer.
信主属鸡叫睡觉。
That when you die and you are actually sleeping.
耶稣的要醒过来。
And then you will wake up.
要复活。
And you will resurrect.
因为我们已经脱离死亡。
Because we have already departed from sin.
脱离罪就脱离死亡啊。
We've already departed from death.
因为死亡从罪来啊。
Because death comes from sin.
不久之前，这个台北教会啦，临终的长老举开这个追思礼拜。
And recently in Taiwan, then they had a memorial service for Elder Lin.
参加了有1000个。
And there were about 1,000 people in attendance.
啊，六楼大会堂坐满了。
And the 6 stories chapel was filled.
啊，六楼大会堂是给长荣集团还有淡江大学的高级干部校友设定的一个座位。
And then it's actually a
那个六楼会堂啊，给这个长荣集团企业公司了啊，还有这个淡江大学的校友设立啊。
They actually established the 6th floor for the EVA airline personnel and also some other societal organization.
从地下室到六楼，每一层楼都坐满人了。
And then, but then everything else was filled.
做一次的追思礼拜，这个台北教要去给他证道。
And then, so for this memorial service, then they were having a special Taipei church was having.
那一次的追思礼拜有很多的特色了。
Oh, they were asking me to speak at it, and then they had very many special characteristics.
有主题。
For this memorial service,
主题叫主掌我舵，主耶稣掌我的舵船舵。
And then there was many themes, which is that Jesus Christ.
因为临终的长以前当过船长。
And
船长。
Because he used to be a ship captain.
啊，船长就掌舵了，这个船要往哪里去啊？他决定了呀。
And then he's actually the one that steers the ship.
那信耶稣以后，他感觉耶稣他的舵手了。掌舵的是耶稣啦。
And so when he believed in Jesus Christ, then he believed that Jesus was actually the one steering his sheep.
我参加很多追思礼拜，没有人有主题的，只有讲故人的追思礼拜，没有讲什么主题啊。
And then I have attended many memorial service, and there's never a theme for that memorial service.
还有这个追思礼拜的节目表有封面。
And then there's also a program that comes along with this.
还有封底。
And then there's also
封面是一艘船。后面一艘船
the front and back, and it's a boat.
就好像古代的帆船、啊、
And it's just like an ancient ship.
啊，然后下面是海。
And then on the bottom of this program, it looks like a sea.
我说这个船啊，是象征林长老。
And I said that this ship, it actually looks like Elder Lin.
啊，这个船下面那个海啊，就是人他的一生。
And I said that the sea under him is actually his life.
这个船有航道有航线，就是主的道。
And then this sea actually has the ways, which is the word of God.
这个船有目的地，就有一天它要靠岸。
And then this ship also has its goal and its destination, which is that it wants to go to the shore.
那个目的是永生神的国度。
And that destination is the eternal kingdom of God.
然后轰底有一个船舵。
And then at the bottom of the ship, then there is this rudder.
就表示掌舵的是耶稣。
And it means that Jesus Christ is actually the one.
那个舵等于是方向盘呐、啊。
And then so this rudder is actually it steers the boat.
要往哪里去，耶稣决定啊。
And then Jesus Christ, he actually decides where this ship is going.
然后我说，在座的所有参加追思礼拜的贵宾呐、啊，好像追艘船呐、啊。
And then, so I said that everyone who is attending this service is like the ship.
那你的航线是什么？
And so what is your line?
茫茫大海什么地方是岸？你去哪里靠岸啊？
And I said that everywhere that you go, you see a lot of you see a lot of ways. And how are you going to get close?
还有这个追日礼拜节目表里面没有签位数，没有签位数。
And then there's also no
没有签位数，就没有安慰讲安慰话的人。
There's no people who are supposed to speak the words of condolence.
台湾的追日礼拜，如果是长老、执事、传道啊，他是总会的工人，就总会的签位数了。
Because in Taiwan, if they are a worker of God in Taiwan, then they actually have the USGA will send someone to speak the word of condolence. But then there was nobody that was supposed to say the words of condolence.
但他这个做礼拜节目表里面没有签约书了。
And so in his program, there was nobody scheduled.
总会送签约书给他，他都不要。
And whatever person that the Taiwan GA tried to schedule, they said no.
他们这个林长老的儿子他说啊。 不必劝，为什么呢？
And then Elder Lin's son actually said that there is no need to console anybody.
爸爸一生笑哈哈，常常喜乐。
Because my father, he lived his life and he was always smiling and laughing.
有一个绰号叫喜乐长老。
And then he actually has a nickname that they called him the laughing.
那么他要死的时候没有痛苦，没有挣扎，好像睡觉这么安这么。 这么重要的休息安息。
And then when he actually died, he did not have any kind of sorrows or difficulties, but rather it just seems as though he fell asleep.
那要安慰什么呢？不需要安慰了，所以没有签约书了。
And so what is there to console? There's no need.
而且我们通常这个列例啊，会写故人列例。
And then also that they will have
通常会写故人，就离世的人呢，列例，就简单的离例了。
Oh, usually they'll have a short biography of the person that passed away.
他不是讲故人列例哦，他讲林长老生平列例，把故人拿掉，不要讲故人。
And then so then they aren't really talking about his
故人就是属气的人呐，属气的人。
They just put his name there.
啊，为什么把故人拿掉啊？
And then they took away the biography, and why did they?
他的家里人证呢？我爸爸没有数掉。
Because then his family said that my father did not actually die. And he's only sleeping.
耶稣来会醒过来了。
And so when Jesus comes again, he'll wake up.
而且他活在我们的心目当中。
And he also lives in our heart.
活在我们的生活圈。
And then he also lives in our circle.
现在活在天国。
And now he's living in heaven.
他没有属祭嘛。
So he did not die.
所以不叫故人内力，叫生平内力。
And so then they don't call it the exact biography for the dead person, but rather more of this is the story of their life.
这个很会受祭啊。
And so they really knew how to design this in the Lord's Supper.
我的孩子这个列例啊，不要写故人生平列例。
And so I like to follow in his footsteps that when I died, I don't want them to write about the biography of what happened, but rather that it's my life. And so I have lived well.
然后我离开世界，活在天国耶稣那边呢。
And when I die, then I will live with Jesus.
没有故了，活着了。
And so there's not really a passing, but rather there's just living.
也不必劝慰除了。
And then there's also no need for words of condolence.
因为我们充满喜乐平安。
Because we're so filled with peace and joy.
去那边好得无比。
And we go there, and it's beyond anything else we can compare.
那要劝什么？
So what is there to console?
我的岳父在离世那一天晚上得圣灵。
And my father-in-law, he received the Holy Spirit the day that he passed away.
那是晚上差不多1点钟的时候。
And that was about 1 a.m.
他的弟弟也有信耶稣，是我们教会的信徒。
And his younger brother also believed in Jesus Christ, and he was our member of our church.
差不多早上数点的时候，他做梦。
And so around 4 a.m., he had this dream.
说外面好像很热闹。
And it seemed as though outside was very joyful.
就跑出去看。
Or there's a lot of activity.
原来在娶新娘啊。
And so he says, oh, they're actually
giving away a bride.
They're giving away a bride, and so then they're all wearing
white. 而且有翅膀啊。
And then they all have wings.
在空中没有下来。
And then they're in the heavens, and they did not come down.
从远点来的时候，就常听到唱赞美诗的声音。
And then so from far, then he can hear the hymns.
还有很多乐器的声音。
And also the sounds of many instruments.
他听了很多感动。
And so when he heard this, he was very moved.
然后他跑出来看那个乐队，娶新娘队伍啊，就停下来。
And so when he came out to look, then this procession stopped.
然后又走。
And then it went along.
他天亮睡醒说话。
And then he actually woke up.
告诉他的太太。
And then so he told his wife. And he said, my older brother has already passed away. Because I had this dream last night.
天亮得到消息,
and truly in the daytime he received the news that my father-in-law had passed away.
他本来是信长老会啊,
and then before he had belonged to the Presbyterian church.
后来我内人回去传福音,
And then my wife went back to preach the gospel.
她不相信。
And he did not believe.
我那天就哭。
And then my wife cried.
她这个女儿很宝贵，三代才一个女儿。
And then this daughter was very precious because in three generations, this
was the only girl. 看她哭就说啊，不要哭了，我跟你去啦。
And then so when he saw that she cried, he says, oh, don't cry, I'm going to go with you.
这个爸爸妈妈不信啊，女儿哭啊，有功效啊。
And so if the father and mother are not believing, if the daughter cries, it has effect.
儿子哭啊，可能他不太理你，女儿哭他心疼。
And then if the son is crying, then perhaps they won't care about what you're doing, but then if the daughter cries, then they will hurt. Because the daughters are adorable.
我家里就有四个女儿，还很可爱。
And then my house, I have four daughters and very adorable.
就来教会啊。
And then so they went to church.
听了道理说这个不一样啊。
And when they listened to the gospel, they said this is not the same.
以前长老会听二十五年没有这个道理啊。
Because I had listened to the Presbyterian gospel for many years.
他本来有糖尿病。
And before he had diabetes,
已经很严重,
and it was very severe.
伤口不能愈合啊。
And then his wounds were not able to seal.
后来受洗好了。
And so after he was baptized,
得到医治。
Then he was healed.
再活几年才离世。
And he lived several more years before he died.
哦，那我的义父的弟弟做这个梦，他知道义父已经离世。
And so when my father-in-law's brother had this dream, that he knew that my father-in-law passed away. 天亮就
得到消息。
And then when it was bright, he received the news.
啊，我的岳母，当我岳父离世以后。
And after my father-in-law passed away, my mother-in-law.
只有一个老人很孤单。
And she was by herself, and so she was very lonely.
有时候也会睡，也会哭。
And so sometimes she would also cry.
有一天晚上，她做梦到天国去。
And so one night, then she dreamt that she went to heaven.
我的岳父在那里。
And my father-in-law was there.
哇，他到就看一看，哎，你在这里很不错。
And so she was looking around and said, hey, you're doing very well.
那我就不必哭了。
And she said, well, I do not need to cry.
我要留下来陪你不回去了。
And I'm just going to stay here and stay with you, and I'm not going to go back.
我一问他谁请你来啊。
And so my father-in-law says, who invited you?
啊，我住进来。
And she says, well, I'm coming myself. 我又
说，哎，这个不可以的，怎么可以住进来？
And so my father-in-law says, well, that's not the way it goes.
你回去了。
You need to go back.
以后你会来了。
And one day you will also come.
哦，就醒过来。
And then so she woke up.
然后对家里人说。
And then she told her family members.
哇，那个天国很好啊。
And she said that heaven is very good.
我做梦到那边了。
Because I had a dream that I went there.
那这里问说，你说很好，说好到什么程度啊？
And they said that, well, you said it's very good to what degree?
她想一想说怎么形容呢？
And so she was thinking, how is it that she's going to describe this?
啊，你们去就知道了。
And so she said, well, if you just go, you'll know.
我不懂怎么说啊。
Because I don't know how to explain.
圣经说好得无比。
Because the Bible says it's beyond comparison.
没办法比较，没办法形容了。
And you're not able to compare or to describe it.
啊，那很好的地方啊。
Because it's a very good place.
然后到了我岳母八十二岁时候。
And then when my mother-in-law was 82 years old.
有一次她生病很严重。
And there was one time she was very ill.
就祷告。
And so she prayed.
祷告听一个声音从上面来。
And then when she was praying, then they heard a voice.
给你活到八十六。
That you will live till you're 86.
她以为孩子乱讲，睁开眼睛看，没有孩子在那里。
And so she thought that it was just her children just making a joke. And so she opened her eyes, but nobody was there.
然后就继续祷告。
And so she continued to pray.
第二次声音又来了。
And then second time the same voice comes.
在天上那边。
And it's coming from heaven.
给你活到八十六岁啊，所以就讲得更清楚，八十六岁。
And then so that voice said even more clearly that I will allow you to live until you are 86.
祷告病好了。
And so when she prayed, then
she was healed.
And then until she was 86 years old.
她向耶稣祷告。
And then she was praying to God.
说你要说要给我活到八十六岁。
And he said that, well, you said you're going to let me live till 86.
我今年八十六。
And right now I'm 86.
我求两件事。
So I asked for two things.
第一件事情。
The first.
不要给我生病。
And don't let me be ill.
因为生病啊，家里人很麻烦。
Because if I'm ill, then it's very difficult for my family members.
大家都很忙啊，不要给他麻烦了。
And so everyone is very busy, and so
don't
make them,
我如果病很久，要活不活，要死不死，我也是很辛苦啊。
And also, if I'm sick and I'm kind of at the point of death, then it's also very difficult for me.
第二件事情啊。
And the second thing.
我的孙子在彰化念书，今年六月要毕业。
And that my grandson is actually in studying and he's graduating in June.
你要让我看到我孙子毕业回来才叫我回去。
And so let me at least see my grandson graduate and come back and then let me and then take me.
哦，到了这个六月。
And so in June.
他的孙子毕业那一天呢。
And so on the day that her grandson.
他就在门口等候，太阳下山还没有回来。
And so she was standing at the doorway waiting for him to come back from the graduation.
第二天再回来。
And he came back the second day.
所以你昨天毕业怎么没回来？
And then so she asked him, why didn't you come back yesterday when you graduated?
同学留我在那家过一晚上啦。
And then so he said that, well, my classmates asked me to stay a night.
我就慢一点回来。
And so I came back one day later.
就跟他谈话。
And so then she talked to him.
然后说我去洗澡，就去洗澡。
And so she said she's going to take a bath. And so she went
to take a bath. 说我头有点晕，我想休息。
And then so she came out of the shower. She says, well, I'm feeling a little bit dizzy, so I'm going to go rest.
然后就去休息，很久没有出来。
And so she went to rest and she didn't come out for a long time.
家里人说奇怪，怎么这么久没有出来，就打开门去看。
And so then the family members thought this was strange that she took a rest for so long, so they went to look.
她衣服助理穿好。
And she had already dressed well.
可能有一种预感说耶稣要叫她回去，所以把衣服已经准备好的穿上。
And perhaps she already had this feeling that Jesus Christ was going to take her home, and so she already put on her good clothes. And then so she laid on the bed and she covered herself.
家里看她为什么不动，没有动。
And then the family member saw, why is it that she's not moving?
穿的衣服是好，很漂亮的衣服。
And that she's also wearing very beautiful clothes.
就摸她鼻孔，没有呼吸。
And so they touched her nostrils and she's not breathing.
没有生病。
And then she did not die. 安然去世。 And then she just very peacefully passed away.
她的孙子昨天并没有回来。
And her grandson did not come home on the day of graduation.
如果昨天回来，昨天就她就走了。
And if he had come back on that day, then she would have already
departed. 因为慢一天回来。
But because he came on the next day.
耶稣给她多活一天。
And so then Jesus Christ allowed her to live one more day.
我们的主很可以商量啊。
And our Lord, you can actually negotiate with him.
我们也可以这么商量啊。
And we can also negotiate with him.
主啊，你要回去啊，不要给我生病啊。
That if you want me to go back, then don't let me be ill.
哦，生病家里人看顾很麻烦啊，助理很辛苦嘛。
Because it's very difficult for the family members who are taking care of me and
also for myself.
好像睡觉这样叫我去。 And just let me to pass away in my sleep.
蔡圣明长老就是这个俗话。
And Elder Xie, also.
蔡圣明啊。哦，蔡。
他活到96岁。 Elder
Tsai
also died in the same manner, and he was 96.
他要离世以前没有生病。
And before he died, he was not ill.
96岁还很健康呢。
And at 96, he was still very healthy.
那他要离世那一天呢，本来在看电视了。
And then the day that he was passing away, he actually
他没有遥控器。
And he didn't have the remote control.
用拐杖遥控。
And so he was using his cane as a remote control.
开关选台都用拐杖。
And he kept using his cane to turn on and off the TV as well as change the channel. And he was lying on his bed.
用摇这个拐杖来遥控啊。
And so he just used his cane to push the channels.
家里人烧饭烧好要请他吃饭。
And so his family members, they had cooked a meal and they were asking
刚刚看他在看电视，为什么电视关掉了？
And so they said, well, why is it that we were seeing him watching TV and now the TV's off?
看他好像都没有在动，就摸鼻孔，没有呼吸。
And then so they said, well, it seems that he's not moving. And so they touched his nostrils.
他平常很节俭了。
And before he was usually very
不要浪费电器了。
He was very very frugal.
所以要离世时候，可能有一种预感说我要走了。
And so perhaps before he died, he had sort of a feeling that he was about to pass away.
不要浪费电器了。
And so he didn't want to waste the electricity.
所以把电柱关好才走。
And so he turned off the TV before he passed away.
这个是戏剧性的俗话，戏剧性。
And so this is kind of the way to die from the soap operas.
那死亡医生要开死亡证明单呢？
And then so for us to die, then Jesus Christ has to write the death certificate.
他没有生过病啊。
And then he did not die.
没有病例了。
He was not sick and he does not
医生要写死亡证明，怎么写病名啊？
And so for the doctors to write the death certificate, they weren't sure how to do so.
结果给他写老衰。
And so then they just wrote old age for the cause of death.
就是年纪老了，衰弱就死掉了。
Which is that he got old and then he became frail and so he died.
没有病名。
And there was no other cause of
death. 要死时候没有痛苦。
And to die without any kind of pain.
没有挣扎。
And no struggle.
好像睡觉。
And just like
he's
sleeping. Then it's very peaceful.
哇，我很羡慕这个俗话，很好。
And I very much admire this kind of dying. And it's very good.
感谢主耶稣，我们信耶稣的人啊。
And I thank God that as Christians,
真的好多恩典啊,
that we truly have many blessings.
到离世还有恩典,
and even to the point of death, we have blessings.
我们如果把道理守得住啊,
and if we are able to keep the word of God,
将来有一天啊, 我们都会在那边见面啊,
then one day we will all meet again.
在天国路上走熟哦,
and then when we are walking on the way to heaven,
你看到我在那边,
and then you see me
there. 你曾经来过我们休斯顿教会呢?
And you once came to Houston Church.
我发现，对对，你是休斯顿，你坐在什么地方？我记得。
And I say, oh yes, I remember you were sitting there in Houston Church.
那时候大家见面啊，很快乐啊。
And at that time when you meet each other, then everyone will be very joyous.
我们晚上的布道就到此结束。
And this concludes our evangelical service.
唱诗194首。
Let's sing hymn
294。
294。